Speed Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Down in a Sahara sandstorm, Speed, Clint, and Carlos, with their radio out of order, hope against hope that Captain Andre of the Foreign Legion will send out a searching party when they do not return to Adra within a reasonable time. Meantime, the octopus has flown on to Kano, there to turn the emir of the city against the secret police should they ever reach there. It does not look very probable, for their water has evaporated as well as their gasoline, and as the boys are attempting to dig the sand away from their plane, Clint glimpses shadows on a neighboring dune. Fearing an attack from some of the wild desert tribesmen, the boys lock themselves inside their big plane and prepare for a siege.
Got your gun ready? Plenty of ammunition, Steve?
You bet, Clint. But I won't fire until you give the word.
Good boy. What about you, Carlos?
Me. I am ready.
All right. I'll give them one shot over their heads. That'll soon tell us just what we have to cope with.
I'm glad our windows are made of bulletproof glass, because they could sure break a lot of glass if they are natives.
Here goes.
Clint, they are jackals and hyenas.
Gracias, amigos. Then we are safe.
Shoot some more and scare them away, Clint. I don't like them hanging around.
Nor do I. Yeah, there they go.
Hey, we must be edgy to ever mistake hyenas for men crawling along the sand.
No, Clint. The desert atmosphere plays strange tricks. And anyhow, it is better to mistake hyenas for men than to mistake men for hyenas and do nothing about their advance until they attack us.
I'll say so. Well, Clint, do we eat now?
All right, we'll eat, Speed. Then finish digging out the plane, and then, I hope, snack some sleep before the sun rises.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing, Clint. No matter what kind of danger you're in, when you get too much of it without a rest in between, you get so tired you don't care what happens.
Oh, there has been a sandstorm. I am afraid this search for the secret police is too late, Sargon.
See, Capitan Andre. We follow the course between Agra and Regan and have no sight of the plane. They must have got lost.
Or else the wind blew them off their course. But there is still a chance that they might have spent the night in Regan.
Well, in that case, they would be safe. Maybe they see the sandstorm in Regan before they had a chance to take the plane out.
Oui. They might have seen it there, even though we had no suspicion of a storm in Agra. Sergeant, Panino, the sun is growing hotter and higher it climbs in the sky. I think we had better turn back to the fort. But I shall send one of the legionnaires on to Regan to learn the fate of our friends, the secret police, if possible.
Which one of us you gotta go, Capitan Andre?
I shall ask for a volunteer. One man can travel faster than a troop. It will be a dangerous journey on horseback. We must leave no stone unturned in an effort to find them.
It's too bad that there happens to be no planes under the post last night. Then I thought it'd be easy.
Or even motor cars. But with this sand over the Sahara Highway, they would have been useless. So, Sergeant, when nature is angry, we must fall back on our very good friend, the horse or camel, to carry us across this treacherous desert. But now, enough of this chatter. A messenger must be chosen to continue on to Regan while we return to Agra.
Si, Capitan.
I pray that Barlow and the others are safe.
Gosh, I'm hot. Oh, no wonder. The sun's shining through the window right in my face.
What's wrong with you, Speed?
Thought I heard a noise like a cannon or somebody blasting. I guess I must have been dreaming.
What on earth are you talking about, Speed?
Oh, didn't you hear it?
Yeah. Well, high time we should be awake.
We have an eventful day ahead of us.
I hope. Now, wake up Carlos.
I'll try. Well, the way he's sleeping, I think a gun could go off and he wouldn't hear it.
Hold on. What's that?
That's what I heard in my dream, Clint. I mean, what woke me up. Sounds like a cannon or something.
Quick, let's get outside and perhaps we can spot something, or at least hear more.
What about Carlos? Should I wake him up?
No, there's plenty of time for that. Let's get outside right now. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my binoculars. Here they are. Okay, let's go.
Wow, is it hot? We won't last long in this heat if somebody doesn't find us soon, Clint.
No, don't you worry. We'll get out of this hole somehow, Steve. But now, let's listen for a minute or two.
Check. Gee, the desert's so quiet you can almost hear the silence.
Yeah. I don't see a thing with these binoculars. Where on earth could that sound have come from?
How far does sound travel on this desert, Clint? It may have come from quite a distance.
I don't think so, Speed. These sand dunes would tend to swallow sound waves, I believe.
Well, gosh, if it came from kind of close, we ought to be able to see some sort of signs of life from here, shouldn't we?
Unless the sound came from one of the valleys between the dunes.
There it is again.
Yes.
It couldn't be thunder, could it?
No, not a cloud in the sky. Anyhow, that noise is made by dynamite, or I never heard a blast go off.
Dynamite? Way out here?
Yes. I'm going to fire some signal shots and see what we can raise.
But, Clint, supposing we bring down some desert raiders with those shots?
It's the first time I've ever heard of tribesmen using dynamite if we do, Steve. At any rate, we'll have to run that chance. I haven't said anything before because I thought Captain Andre might have sent out a searching party and found us this time. But we haven't a chance taking off from here, Steve. Our tanks are bone dry.
Golly, and it's a long walk to Ragon.
And it's too long for us. And I have no choice but to fire a signal.
Yeah, I see.
So let's hope it brings friends and not enemies.
Don't hear any sort of a return signal.
No. Just to be on the safe side, we better prepare ourselves for an attack in case...
Mother, the fields. Are you hurt, Clint? Are we being attacked? Caramba, where is the enemy?
Now, calm down. Calm down, Carlos. There's no enemy yet.
What? Then who fired those shots? I heard the machine gun. And very close fire.
That was no machine gun, Carlos. Only three shots, and Clint fired them.
But I tell you, I heard the machine gun.
Oh, you were asleep, so you don't know what you heard. But we heard some blasting, and not far from here. I fired some signal shots, hoping to bring help.
So, Pierce, I hope you're all right, Clint. This sun, she is plenty hot, no?
Yeah. I think we'd better get in the shade of the plane while there's some shade left.
Yeah, we better get our sun helmets, too.
God, we did forget all about putting them on and all the excitement. I'll go and get them, Carlos.
All right. Now, we want to be ready for a possible attack, Carlos. I don't know just what those signal shots of mine will bring along.
See. Though I would almost welcome the savage tribesmen rather than stay here many more hours without water. I suppose you know the tanks are completely dry.
Yes, but I haven't told Speed. I did mention that the gasoline had all evaporated, but that was all.
See. Oh, it would be bad to die, Clint, here on the Sahara. Dying of thirst is neither quick nor pleasant.
I can imagine. We still have some canned tomatoes and other vegetables. Those juices will help us for a little while.
For very little while. These African sun draws so much moisture from your body that you need more than ordinary.
Yeah, oh, quiet. Right, here comes Steve.
See, we must be gay for the boy's sake.
Here are the helmets, fellas.
Oh, gracias, Steve.
I made sure that the ammunition and other stuff was handy while I was inside the plane, Clint. In case there is an attack, everything's ready for you.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Steve. In the meantime, we'll keep a sharp lookout over the dunes.
And hey, look! Over there on top of that dune in the distance.
A horseman. And he is watching us. Take a look through your binoculars, Clint.
All right, wait a minute. He's dressed like an Arab. That isn't so good, Bert. And he's carrying a rifle.
Hey, look. He's turning like he's going to leave again. Hey, come here.
Hold on, Speed.
But he might leave.
Maybe it would be best if he did. I don't think he would help us.
Even if he is one of a raiding band, Carlos, and they took us prisoners, at least we would have food and water and a chance of escape.
Here in the desert? No, amigo. These raiders truly believe that dead men tell no tales.
Oh.
Besides that, food and water is too scarce to waste it on prisoners.
Gosh, look what he's doing now. Motioning somebody to come on.
Come on. Let's get inside the plane. At least we'll give them a fight if that's what they want.
Everybody in here. Come on now, quick. All right, now, lock the door, Speed.
Okay.
Now, come over here. We can have a full view of them from these windows.
Unless they plan to surround us. I'll watch from the other side, Clint.
Good. Speed, I'll depend on you to furnish us with loaded guns.
Okay, but can I help you fight them off, Clint?
All right, if it gets too hot.
Look, Clint, there's a whole lot of riders coming along now.
And they're putting their horses into a run. It's going to be an attack, all right. They're brandishing their weapons in the air like they mean business.
Let them come. We'll make it bad business for them.
Gee, they're coming fast. One minute they're on top of a dune, next they're clean out of sight again.
Carlos, get out the grenades. They're in the hole right there beside you.
See you, amigo.
Here they come. Gosh, Clint, are you going to use grenades on them?
You may have to, Steve. There's so many of them. But we're not going to do a thing until we're sure who or what they are.
Look, that one fella's riding way ahead of the other. He's already within range, and he doesn't seem to be worried about getting shot.
Yes, that's strange.
He is the one to get it first, though. If the leader falls down, the others lose courage.
Oh! Hey there! You're in the plane! Come on out!
Clint, he speaks English.
Yes, but wait. Perhaps he's a renegade. Maybe it's a trap. We'll see what he wants before we show ourselves. Here, I'll open this window a little bit here.
Who are you? What's your business?
No tricks now. We have you covered.
Did you have me covered? Sure, like a fine welcome. I'm Mickey O'Brien from the Atlantean Expedition. And now I'd like to know who you are.
The Atlantean Expedition?
What we've been looking for.
Come on. Let's see what this is all about. But keep your guns handy. This may be a trap.